Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's time for a late movie review.
Yeah, last week you put it to me, Bob, to watch one of your favourite movies ever.
I think so. This was, the film is Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, it only got a Netflix release, so it did sort of disappear. The people who saw it and found it and knew what it was going into it kind of blew their minds. I've just got a few statistics for you.
Mm-hmm.
At the Independent Spirit Awards, which is sort of the Oscars but with integrity, it won Best Director. It won Best Male Lead for The Leading Man, who we'll talk about in a second. Also won Best Editing and nominated for Screenplay and Best Feature. It cleaned up. It's considered as well one of the big Academy Award snubs that'll go down in history. And the reason is because The Leading Man is, of course, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, yeah.
In not his only dramatic role, but certainly the one where he's really punching above his weight. And
it was different. It was different for Adam.
So what did you think you were going into with this film?
Oh, well, as I said earlier, the movie is called Uncut Gems. So, you know, something to do with a mining family out on the plains of America digging up gold. That was, that was the idea. Very, very wrong.
It's not that.
Adam Sandler plays a guy who's a bit down on luck. He's a chronic gambling addict.
He's a gambling addict and a jeweler.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. There's no other way to start this. So look, this is what I thought. This was my commentary as I went about watching Uncut Gems. Today I am watching Uncut Gems. I'm a little nervous. I feel like Bob and I have very different tastes in film. We'll just have to see what happens. Oh, it's an Adam Sandler movie. It seems a bit odd though, but hey, Adam Sandler, I can get behind that. Idina Menzel's in this. That's right, Idina Menzel.
Adele.
Shout out to you, John Travolta. Oh, this seems weird already. I'm not going to like this, am I? Hey, it's The Weeknd. Weeknd's on this. How'd they pull that? Why is the cast so good? Bob has said this is one of the greatest movies of all time. I'm like 15 minutes in. Nah. Now, I'm not really sure what the point is or where they're going with this. It's just very graphic. Everyone's really angry. Also, Adam Sandler with a fake New York accent. I don't know. I'm not vibing with this. I want to see him say something funny. Say something funny, Adam Sandler. I'm literally skipping through this. I'm so sorry, Bob. I'm going to skip through this. I can't do this. It's a two-hour movie. Corbin has now joined me. He's looking at the TV, not looking very impressed. And he's out of here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but that is the end. Bob, over to you in the studio. Please explain yourself. I don't get it.
So you didn't watch it or you sped through it?
I skipped through the middle part of it. I still saw what was going on, but I skipped through it very quickly. You look so devastated when you saw
it. I am
that.
Devastated. Look, I knew it was a bit of a risk pitching Uncut Gems. Look, it is quite a tough movie to watch. I compare it to Terminator 2, where it is this long film that just feels like one breakneck, breathtaking, nervous, like one single sequence of events as Adam Sandler just makes his life worse and worse. But I wanted to put it out there.
Yeah.
If one person in the Riverland has chucked it on and checked it out for themselves, that is my responsibility as a broadcaster, and I'm happy with that.
Well, I'm giving it 1 out of 5 chooks, Bob. I'm sorry.